All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order at 6:02 PM. This is the Board of Apportionment and Taxation, special meeting Tuesday, or it says regular meeting. It's one or the other. It's either regular or special, maybe both. Tuesday, May 18th, and we're here tonight to adopt our final budget. Could you please rise to say the pledge?
Flag of the United States of America,
and to the Republic, which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Thank you. And could you please take the roll, Miss Louise?
Absolutely. Mr. Bowers.
Present.
Mr. Butler.
I see him.
Okay. Mr. Carlone?
Present.
Mr. Coppola?
Present.
Mr. Forte?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Mr. Malerba?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Pertoso?
Here.
Mr. Castro?
Here.
And Ms. Sebchak, we have a
I'm here.
Board.
Thank you.
We have a board.
I think Jim, I see Jim there, so I'm assuming he's here. Okay. is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak? Anybody from the public who wishes to speak? Last call, yes. Anybody from the public?
Yes, Madam Chairman. Karen Kennesys, 25 John Street.
Okay, Karen.
During the public hearing, I raised the question about the $700,000 to the pension and if that is restoring the pension to being fully funded, or are we in a stage of that recovery from the accounting error? Could you please advise where we stand for that $700,000?
When we get to that line, we can ask for discussion at that point, okay?
Are you going to go line by line, or are you going department by department?
Department by department. So when we get to that department, we will, I will intercede that question on your behalf, okay?
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
You're very welcome. Anybody else from the public who wishes to speak? Last chance. Going, gone. Okay, we're going to close the public portion. If I could talk, that'd be great. And we will proceed to the final budget. As usual, we will do our expenditures first, department by department, with the board aware, please, that although we have a prelim budget, that does not mean it's final. And after we get a motion and second on each, everyone is welcome to add their 2 cents. And then we will move on to the revenue, which we will adopt as one total figure. And then lastly, we will set the mill rate. Okay, any questions before we start? So Mark, do I have permission to share the screen?
Yes.
City budget, there it is. All right. I'm not sure why I have a mask on, but I feel very comfortable with a mask now, so just have to bear with me. Appropriations, all right. Here we go. My computer's been acting up a little bit, so hopefully it will be fine. So, this is Mark Prelim, and now we're going to move to, I think I will actually add. Beep, beep. All right. Final. Twenty 21, 22. That way we make any changes, we'll be able to see the difference. All right. All right, here we go. So we are going to start with the mayor's office, Department 1100. Do I hear a motion to adopt a budget of $202,406?
Sam here, I'll make the motion.
Motion by Sam.
Second by Rob.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Probate Court, Department 1200. Do I hear a motion to adopt $6,094?
Sam here, make the motion.
Motion by Sam.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. All in favor?
Yeah. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Motion to adopt $4,000 for Department 1201, which is our Finance Committee.
I'll make a motion, Chris.
Motion by Chris.
Second
by Rose. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to accept $276,711 for the Town Clerk Department 1300.
I'm moved. Carlo.
Motion by, was that Carlo?
Yep.
Okay, motion by Carlo.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Motion to accept $47,903 for the Registrar of Voters Office, Department 1500.
Motion by Jim.
Motion by Jim.
Seconded by Brian.
Second by Brian. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Legal services. Motion to accept $251,500 for Legal Services Department 1600.
Motion by Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second by Brian.
Second by Brian?
Yes.
The discussion I have marked, I believe there was some indication during the prelim of possibly wanting to move part of this to the special working balance, or are we all set? Everybody good?
Is that the 200? Is it 261,500 or is it 251,500?
251,500.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're all set?
Yep.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. IT Department 1700, motion to adopt $109,000.
So move, Chris.
Motion by Chris.
Second, Mike.
Second by Jim. Mike.
Okay, second. Mike got in first. Discussion? All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adopt $62,000 for the Treasurer's Department, Treasurer's Office, Department 2100.
So move, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
I'll second Chris.
Second by Chris. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Insurance, motion to adopt $686,502 for our insurance, which is Department 2200.
So moved, Jim.
Motion by Jim.
Second, Mike.
Was that Mike?
Yes.
Second by Mike. Discussion?
Yes. That 567,000, is that in stone? That's a hard number?
I believe it is. We Thank haven't you. Had any, I mean, it has changed a few times, and that is our latest number, yeah.
Is based on our quote.
Exactly. Yeah, that's our latest quote. Other questions?
That's the question.
That was a question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, motion to accept $1,372,000 for our retirement department, 2300.
Make a motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second, Carlo.
Second by Carlo. This is where our city pension would be. So on behalf of Karen, who went through the proper channels, I would ask, I guess David would be the proper person. How, with this amount going in, where do we stand on the pension? Are we fully funded or what?
Yeah. Well, no municipality that we know of is fully funded, but this will get us to 80%.
Okay.
Which puts us in the top quartile of municipalities in the last poll. We'll be in very good shape. At 80%.
Okay. Thank you, David. Any questions? All in favor?
Is this what the actuary's recommendation is? That 80%? And do we have a forecast of retirements coming up that'll be sufficient?
We use the actuarial valuation to, value the portfolio. We're currently at 72%. And based on that assumption, the actuary's assumption will be to 80 with this contribution.
Okay, and that's good with the forecast of upcoming retirements?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, any other questions?
That is where we were at before we took money out for the other thing, correct?
I'm not sure what level were we at, David, before, before the 8-point plan?
We were just below 80 before that, and we dropped to about, I think 75 was the actuarial valuation. We were shooting for 72, I think. So the investments outperformed our expectations last year.
Okay, so that brings us back to where we would have been at before.
And maybe a little better.
And a little bit better.
I agree with Judy.
Okay.
And David, you said that is what the actuary recommended?
The actuary doesn't recommend our contribution. They tell us where we're at and what it would take to get to certain places. So
they don't make any recommendation for healthy percentage there?
Actuaries are mathematicians that will calculate the odds for you, I believe, right? Unless I'm mistaken.
Okay. And go ahead.
I believe Keith had mentioned 80% was a healthy place to be. As David said, nobody's at 100%. I think 80 is where we're at. So, and following up on that, so then I don't think there's any more large catch-ups after this year. Is that correct, too? And I think we mentioned that earlier in the process.
Yeah, I think this is just now business as usual as we go.
Right. Yeah, obviously nobody knows the future, right? But yes, sure. I would agree.
Okay.
We don't have a Delphi, what do you call it, anymore to tell us.
No, but if the financial advisor says that it's 80% and should be, and if that was his recommendation, and that was the financial advisor's recommendation?
An actuary is not a financial advisor. An actuary is a mathematician that, as David mentioned, will let you know where you stand.
Right, but don't we have like a pension fund advisor at all, or?
Yeah, we have a whole committee, so.
Not really. As I pointed out, this will put us in the top quartile of the entire nation of pension funding. It's a pretty safe place to be, and we'll be in the top third of municipalities in the state.
Wait, Brian, are you anticipating a lot of people retiring this year or something, or is there something you know we don't know that you want?
No, there's nothing that I don't know. Like I said, if we have a pension fund advisor and they think that is the strong number, I just wanted to hear it. That this is a good number for that.
My understanding is we're using all the same tools we always use. We have a treasurer, we have a interim finance director. We have our advice from our previous finance. So we're using all of the tools we've always used. There's nothing special this year. Like we've said, we'll just throw a dart and see where we're at. That's my understanding, at least. Would you characterize that as true, David?
We won't know the valuation until the end of next year when we pay the actuary to do that again. As of right now, judging ourselves against the nation and judging ourselves across, municipalities in the state and rating services, an 80% funding rate is very high.
Okay. So any other questions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. And I appreciate your questions, Brian. I don't know if tonight is the exact night to decide how the city does some of these things. Maybe ask sooner, but I understand your concerns. So now we are employee benefits. Do I hear a motion to accept $7,517,954 for our employee benefits department 2400?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second by Rob.
Second by Rob. Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, now we got the finance department. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $329,502 for our finance department, which is department 2500?
I make the motion, Brian Capullo.
Motion by Brian.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. As I recall on this, there was some question about the bookkeeper, whether we should have it funded this time or we should put it in special working balance. Does anybody have any concerns that way? Do you want to leave it as it is, or would you like to go ahead and vote on this? We could do another motion. I'm open.
Yeah. I believe this is Brian Cole. I think we should put it in the special working. We have a new incoming finance director setting up the new office. So I say put it in the special working column.
Okay.
We have a quick question on that as well.
Yeah.
Has that position ever been filled as since you've been putting it in the budget or no?
I believe you've had somebody going along, haven't you, David?
No, it has not, and we are suffering. We're suffering because of it. We are severely understaffed at the moment. But to your point, it will be the new finance director's decision what to do here.
Do we have any reason why it hasn't been? Because it's been in the budget for a few years.
Sorry. TV, yeah. Here we can get the weather while we're at it. So, is your question for David, Carlo?
or anyone, just if it was, if it's needed, why, if it's so needed, why hasn't that been filled? This is the only question.
Anybody?
Unfortunately, the focus of the team has been to fill the new director role and the replacement for Patty Finn. And then, you know, to make the donuts and get them out the door, as it were. So it's been a struggle to focus on this item.
Okay, so it's kind of a casualty of circumstances, as you're saying. All right, we can go ahead and vote on the amount we mentioned, and then if it doesn't pass, we could try that, or we could ask for a friendly amendment to that. Who made the motion for this one?
Brian and Rose. Madam Chairman, at the primary, it was a vote was taken and it was agreed on that $30,000 was going to be put into the special working balance.
Really?
Yeah.
Not
I have that in the minutes.
For our meeting last week, you're saying? For when we did the prelim?
The prelim. The vote was taken and it was agreed that $30,000 would be put into the special working balance.
I think it was agreed that we would discuss it tonight.
That's not my recollection, Judy.
We talked about it, Louise, but no, it could not be here on this line if we had done that. It would have to be over in that other line. So I think that's why it's in red, because we wanted to. They mentioned that last week after the fact. So I said, no, we can visit it on the night of the final.
I wanted to note that I did put it in the minutes that way.
Okay. Maybe it's not quite right. Brian, since it was your motion.
Yeah, I'll accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay, so Brian is setting a friendly amendment to his motion, which would make it in 299, is that correct, 502? Yeah. So Brian is changing his motion to say, let's finance the finance department in $299 and $299,502. And who was the second?
Rose.
Rose, is that okay, Rose?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the motion on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. I'm going to remove this.
And the new number is 299502.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have payroll taxes. Do I hear a motion to accept the amount of $611,656 for payroll taxes, Department 2600?
Brian here, make him up motion.
Okay, Brian.
Second, Mike.
Second by Mike. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Whoever has the radio on or TV, it would be cool if you could turn it off or put it lower. Saying. Okay, now we have a tax collector. Do I hear a motion to accept the amount of $115,050 for the tax collector's office, Department 2800?
Motion by Sam.
Motion by Sam.
Second. Chris.
Second by Chris. Discussion?
Is there any way we could get a full-time employee instead of temporary to help the tax collector?
Who's this, Rose?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't know. So with the full-time employee, it actually costs us more money, I would assume.
Yes, Madam Chair, there would be an increased cost for the salary as well as for benefits.
Okay. Are you understanding, Rose, that perhaps they don't have enough help in there? Is that what you're saying, or?
Yeah, I thought they didn't have enough help with just a part-time clerk.
Okay. Is this like new information you have?
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't hear from the tax collector during the budget process, so I'm not sure. This is kind of late now to bring her in, okay?
Okay.
I would assume that if she's needing help, that she should speak up and could always right. do something. Yeah, it's just kind of late. It's a late moment here.
All right,
but thank you for bringing it up. So, any other discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. For the assessor's office, do I hear a motion to accept $127,790 for the assessor's office, Department 2900?
Don't move, Chris.
Motion by Chris.
Second by Rose.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Auxiliary Police, do your motion to accept $17,605 for the Auxiliary Police Department 3000.
Don't move, Carla.
Motion by Carlo.
Second by Rob.
Who do we have for second? Who got first?
Rob.
Rob. Okay, second by Rob. Discussion? All favor?
This is Brian. Was this covered with that VCOG grant that we talked about earlier? I apologize. I was in and out in the last meeting. Did they cover this, or that wasn't covered within the grant that we had to...
The Auxiliary Police?
Yeah, did that fall into the OEM, Office of Emergency Management? No? Okay, just wanted
not
to be
clear.
Not
that I'm aware of. Yeah, I don't think it isn't, but I haven't heard anything, no. Does anybody else have information? No? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Police Department. Do I hear a motion to budget the Police Department Department 3100 for $4,067,943.
So moved, Carlo.
Motion by Carlo.
Second by Rose.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Fire Department. By your motion to accept a budget of $325,880 for our fire department, which is Department 3200.
I'll make a motion, Mike.
Sam.
Second by Sam. Discussion?
Judy, can you just scroll up a little, please, just so we can see the fire department in its entirety? Thank you. Appreciate it.
That far, and then I'll have to go again.
That's okay. I just wanted to see that breathing equipment. Didn't we talk about a transfer on the breathing equipment yesterday?
That was regarding this year's amended budget, but that not updated.
They were just doing transfers within the current budget, not this budget. They were moving a few things around.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I think they were pretty routine things. It wasn't like new stuff or anything. It's kind of what they do. The police usually do that every year too, kind of start moving. It's just balancing it out at the end of the year. Any other questions on that? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Office of Emergency Management. Do I hear a motion to fund the OEM Department 3300 for the sum of $18,000?
So moved, Chris.
Motion by Chris.
Second, Mike.
Second by Mike. Questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Fire Marshal. Do I hear a motion to fund the Fire Marshal Department, $3,400 for the amount of $119,241.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second by Jim.
Okay. Second by Jim. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Fire hydrants. Favorite. Do I hear a motion to fund our fire, public fire hydrants, Department 3600, for the amount of $255,838?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
I'll second, Chris.
Second by Chris. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Miscellaneous capital. Do I hear a motion to fund the miscellaneous capital, Department 3700, for $649,580?
So moved, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
Second, Mike.
Second by Mike. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, Public Works. Do I hear a motion to fund our highway department number 4100 for the amount of $1,736,971?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
I second, Brian.
Second by Brian. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Does Mr. Carlone want to recuse himself?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank goodness. I almost missed that. There was a lot hinging on that. Okay, so we're all set. Okay, motion passes. The electricity... do I hear a motion to fund our city electricity department 4200 for the amount of $470,100?
So move, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
Second, Carlo.
Second by Carlo. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Sanitation. Do I hear a motion to fund our sanitation department 4300 for the amount of $1,306,146?
Make a motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. We have a wascally wabbit out there eating a carrot. It sounds like nice and crunchy. All right, Parks Department. Do I hear a motion to fund our Parks and Recreation Department 5100 for the amount of $226,926?
So moved, Jim.
Motion by Jim.
Second by Brian.
Second by Brian. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, do I hear a motion to fund our Parks and Recreation pertaining to the Payton Fieldhouse? This is Department 5200 for the amount of $65,100.
I I make the motion, Brian.
Motion by Brian.
Second, Ray.
Second by Ray. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Your motion carries. Do I hear a motion to fund our health services department $5,400 for the amount of $328,518?
Make a motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second, Chris.
Second by Chris. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Your motion carries. Our library. Do I hear a motion to fund our library department $5,500 in the amount of $569,837?
So moved,
Carlo. Motion by Carlo.
Second, Ray.
Second by Ray. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Do I hear a motion to fund our cemetery department $5,600 for the amount of $600?
I'll make the motion, Sam.
Motion by Sam.
I'll second it, Chris.
Second by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. But the building inspector, do I hear a motion to fund the building inspector department $6,100 for the amount of $151,591?
So moved, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Community Development Department $6,300. Do I hear a motion to fund them for $116,150?
Make a motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second by Sam.
Second by Sam. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Motion carries.
Uh-oh. Luis is on the loose. Flood Control, Department 6400. Do I hear a motion to fund this for $9,500?
So moved, Chris.
Motion by Chris.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. I have to write a song about you, Rose. Instead of secondhand Rose, it'll be I'm seconding Rose.
Like well, that. If nobody seconds, it'll be here all night. Wait.
That's what I mean, though. That'd be like your thing, your claim to fame. You second things. I like it. All right. So do I hear a motion to fund our Planning and Zoning Commission Department $6,500 for $100?
So moved, Carlo.
Motion by Carlo.
I'll second, Chris.
Second by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And do I hear a motion to fund our Inland Wetlands Commission, Department 6510, for the amount of $190?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Oh, Rose is moving to the front. Motion by Rose.
I'll second, Rob.
Second by Rob. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Our Senior Center. Do I hear a motion to fund our Senior Center, Department 6800, for the amount of $220,720?
Take a motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second, Sam.
Second by Sam. Discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. We have, what is this? Parking. Do I hear a motion to fund our parking division, Department 6900, for the amount of $114,860?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Rose.
Seconded by Brian.
Second by Brian. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Bonded indebtedness. Do I hear a motion to fund this department? Bonded indebtedness, $7,100 for the amount of $3,828,998.
I'll make a motion, Chris.
Motion by Chris.
Second, Mike.
Second by Mike. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. LOSIP funds. Do I hear a motion to buy or to fund our LOSIP funds, Department 7200, for $109,000?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Seconded by Brian.
Seconded by Brian. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. City Hall. Do I hear a motion to fund our City Hall maintenance department's 8100 for the amount of $305,510?
Motion by Sam.
Motion by Sam.
Second by Rose.
There you are. Second by Rose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Have our citywide, city's very wide. Do we have a motion to fund our citywide agencies, Department 8200, with the amount of $257,233?
I'll make the motion, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
Second, Carla.
Second by Carla. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do I hear a motion to fund our citywide fuel, Department 8300, for the amount of $150,000?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second by Sam.
Second by Sam. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, do I hear a motion to fund our budget working balance, 8,400, for the amount of $435,000?
So move, Chris.
Motion by Chris.
Second, Mike.
Second by Mike. Discussion?
Judy, I just want to make sure that we have an accounting list for what is going to be coming out of the special working balance. So when the time comes, we don't get confused on was it there, was not, et cetera.
Good point. I have
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I think, don't you need to add $30,000 to that based on your move from the finance above?
That would be correct. Thank you very much. We have in the special working balance, we have the $25,000 for the public works possible increases. We'll have now the $30,000 for the bookkeeper. And what did we have? What else? Is there something else?
We there's 50,000 for education.
Right. And how much had we said for that?
130,000.
Was it 130 or 150? Huh?
I think it was 150.
150 you had in there.
Seems like it was 150. Okay. And I believe that's all. I don't think we have any other odds and ends. We got the bookkeeper. We didn't do anything with the legal. I know we had to have the public works. That was the original. So that's 205.
Judy, that agrees with what I have too.
Okay, so that sounds good. So I will be sure to mark that before I close up for the night. So right now we have 175, so we would have to increase that in the $30,000 that we said we would put in there instead of for the bookkeeper.
I move to make a friendly amendment for that amount of $30,000.
Okay. So I'm going to put that in here, 205. And did you make the original motion, Carlo?
No. Just the amendment.
I'll make the friendly amendment.
Okay. Our motion has been amended to include the $30,000 that we wanted to put aside for the bookkeeper. And I have promised to note these things within the budget before we close it up. So any further discussion? So all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you for reminding me, Mark. For the city engineer, department 8600, do I hear a motion to fund this in $117,000?
So move, Chris.
Was that Chris?
Second by Rose.
I think it was motion by Chris, second by Rose?
Yes.
Okay.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do I hear a motion to fund our Board of Education, Department 9100, for the amount of $19,076,607?
Make a motion, Mike.
By Mike.
I'll second it, Chris.
Second by Chris. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Our Youth Services Bureau, Department 9200. Do I hear a motion to fund them in the amount of $66,765?
I'll make a motion, Chris.
Motion by Chris.
Second by Carlo.
Second by Carlo. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Last but not least, for the expenditure side, do I hear a motion to finance our ECS Alliance grant, Department 9900, for the amount of $550,000?
I'll make a motion, Ray.
Motion by Ray.
Second, Mike.
Second by Mike. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And finally, I would ask, do I hear a motion to except as our 2021-22 total expenditures on our budget at $47,387,577.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Rose?
Yeah,
don't we have to change that number?
Nope, we just moved the 30,000 down. We didn't change anything else, yep.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a motion by Rose, do I have a second?
Second by Rob.
Second by Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Yay. So let's move over to our revenue. Okay, so our revenue, we have the same amount in, and that would be with the mill rate of 38.6. That would give us our property tax revenue necessary to set our revenue at the matching amount of $47,387,577. So do I hear a motion to set the Derby revenue for the 2021-22 year at $47,387,577?
So move, Chris.
So move, Jim.
Motion by Chris. He beat you to it, Jim. Do I hear a second? Do you want a second, Jim?
Yep, I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Chris. Second by Jim. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I oppose. Brian Cole.
Okay, Brian. Could you take a roll call, please, Louise?
Yes, ma'am.
May I interject to the reason why I opposed?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So the distressed municipality, doing some research, I discovered that that has not gone to the legislative branch of the state. That is not being entertained. So that $1,123,000 is not going to pass. We are not going to be getting that. Also, I believe that there are some issues with the pilot funding. If we could go back and look at those proper numbers and get the mayor's confirmation on that. But most importantly, that distressed municipality is not going to be approved by the legislation, and we will not be getting that money.
Okay, and so who is saying that it will not be approved? The actual, if they haven't voted on it yet, just to be curious.
Just going through the order of process, it was not voted in legislation, and therefore it cannot be passed. They're not voting on the gubernatorial distress municipality relief.
Okay, and that's as of when, Brian?
I'm sorry, one more time?
That's as of when?
That as since they've been in a holding office, or since they've been holding court, so to speak. During these past few months, they haven't entertained that gubernatorial fund.
Okay. Well, that's not matching the information I'm getting. So I don't know if at this point in time, I mean, as late as last week, it was stated that we were in line for that. That's why I'm wondering if this was just something that's happened like in the last week, and then it would be something we would know about.
Well, is the mayor on?
I don't know. Let's see.
I don't believe he is.
No, I don't. My understanding, and all I can do is state my understanding, is that none of the revenue figures given by the state are etched in stone yet. But when we get all of our ducks in a row and look at our funds, we are covered.
And I get. Hey, Judy, I get that,
I'm here.
Judy. Okay.
Okay. Did you want to speak to that, Mayor?
Yeah, it came from his friend and from the senators and the House people that's coming down. So if he got some new inside information for us, I would love to hear it. But from Kara and the rest of them, they all said this is coming down the pipe. And, you know, well, previous administrations has all built all this for the revenue. So I'm kind of confused. Unless he has inside information here and he wants to fill it out for us, I'd love to hear it.
No more than the information I just said, that this hasn't even gone to the floor to even vote on. So it won't be included, this $1,123,000. We might see increases in pilot funding, but we will not see this distressed municipality number at all.
Okay. All right, from the senators and the House Speaker or the House people we were talking to, that contradicts it. So, and that's from the Democrats too. So I'm very confused on that.
Oh. No inside information. This is part of, you know, this is on the public floor.
All right. Well, this is apparently something we all miss, Brian. But my understanding is, even if we didn't have that, we are still having the funding necessary to do everything we're doing. It's not going to put us in a bad position. I've been doing this now for, I think, 19 years, and never is the revenue set before we do our budget. And now our budget's even earlier than before. So
I understand that, Judy. I do. But you got to think about this. This year has new precedents with.
Yeah, it does. There's more money, Brian, this year. The new precedents this year is there was more money.
Or so possibly
this year,
not.
I would be least worried about it than I ever have been. So I can only go. This is my understanding. This is what I have checked with everyone because I don't want to go out on a limb myself. And this is the only instance, and we're hearing this at the last minute, so it's up to the board. If the board thinks that this is, you know, then they have to vote their what they're thinking.
So Judy, you don't agree with the information?
No, because it's not what I've heard. To me, until the Congress, until the legislature is adjourned, there's anything can happen. And everything has happened in the past.
Like right, I said, if it wasn't entertained on the floor at all, it's not going to find its way back in after this. So
sorry to interject here, but can I ask the mayor or the mayor's office representation when the last time they've heard any update on it?
In the last week with the CCM was also pushing this through. In the last we've heard from our senator and our House people up there. So like I said, unless you got something very inside within the last couple of days, I don't know. I'd like to hear it, Brian.
Mayor, Andrew Backlund, Chief of Staff. And I'm going to also ask Dr. Conway, who usually has his finger on the pulse of Hartford, to interject on this. But I'm just going to say the last information we got from CCM has said that the state has designated the city of Derby to be a distressed municipality. And as a result, Derby is receiving an additional $1,123,197, according to the latest numbers. And 50% of that will be funded from the state's share of the federal COVID relief or CRF program. And 50% will come from state bond funds. So that's the latest information I have. And Doc, do you have anything different on that or new or anything to corroborate one side or the other? I'm sorry to put you on the spot if you don't.
That's okay. No, I did just confirm when I heard Brian talk, and Brian, I just sent you a copy of the bill just to ensure we were talking about the same legislation. So Bill 6516, which I just passed on, sent you in a text, Bri, is already signed by the governor. So that's the bill with the three tiers for the pilot funding that Chief of Staff was just referring to. And it was approved by Appropriations Committee as well for the funding. So the next step in this process that hasn't even begun yet and probably won't begin possibly for another 2 weeks is the revenue and the expenditure side of this. So What's going to happen over the next several weeks before the first week in June is negotiations on here's what the bills that have passed, here's what, and this one's already been signed by the governor, 6516, and here's what's been approved by the Appropriations Committee. Now, based upon our revenue, and they don't even have that final count yet of what their revenue will be, but in the coming weeks, they will. Once they determine what their actual revenue is, they'll make final decisions on what to fund that passed out of appropriations.
Right, so doctor. But my concern is that the bill is not funded and has, you know, may
well,
not be funded.
100% that it is not, nothing, no bills are funded at this point. So
But it wasn't approved. But my point is that it was not approved by the Appropriation Committee.
It was approved by Appropriations Committee. So 3 weeks ago. So Ian signed by the governor. So all of that has already taken place. So it is an actual bill signed by the governor. The next step, as with many bills that have passed over the past couple of weeks, we now have to attach the funding to it. So that's the next step in the legislative process. And it always happens at the end of a session, but it's, let's look at our revenue and let's look what we can now fund for the bills that have passed. So it has passed, it has been signed. And I know it sounds crazy to do that before you actually identify the funding, but it does happen often in the legislature. So this, along with other bills, have been passed without actual funding, the funding source identified. That's what they're going to do over the next several weeks up until that first week in June, is identify those funding sources for these different bills. So again, nothing is guaranteed, but it has passed. It has been signed by the governor. It is law. It now just has to get, we just now have to find the funding for it. And whether they do that between now and the end of the session is what the question is.
My but they haven't even begun that. It's going to be an unfunded mandate, doctor. And this is a very large number to be dealing with.
I 100% agree, Brian. It definitely is right now an unfunded mandate, no question about it. But just simply for clarification, it is passed. It is law. It's just unfunded right now. You're 100% correct.
Well, if this goes sideways, we can go up almost 3 mils. So
I agree there with that too. So if and I don't want to get into the boats business, but we always every municipality is passing their budget based upon information only, nothing solid in terms of confirmed. And that's even with our own budget. So even if you even think about the school budget, you're passing it right now with the understanding that if they fund it, we're expected to get $299 from the state. But that may not happen either. All of that approval will come at the same time as the funding for 6516 for the pilot money.
How about, because I think Brian is mentioning the distressed municipalities. That's not in the 6516, is it?
That is. So that is in 6516. So
as well,
that part of what Brian, I think, and I don't want to speak for Brian at all. Brian is correct that they have not approved the funding source. They have approved the distressed municipalities. They have approved the three tiers. Everything that's in 6516 has all been approved and signed by the governor. The piece that's missing, as it is even with our own education funding bill, the piece that's missing is where is that money coming from? So the House and the Senate both have to pass a budget that will either include that funding or not include that funding. The same as they'll have to pass that same budget that will either include ECS dollars or not include ECS dollars. And this is what we go through for a year.
Every year.
Because we, you know, every municipality passes their budget before the state passes theirs. So it is a risk.
So just to reiterate what we're saying, we do this all the time, pretty much, that we get a number from the state. We think that we hope that it's reliable. Most of the time it is reliable. And that's just the information that we have to go with. And
that's correct, Carla.
And this Brian, is not, Brian does have a good point. If I could just say that we are building a budget based upon, there is risk involved.
Correct. Brian does bring up an accurate point, but again, this is what the board has done on precedent many of years as well.
That's what every board does. It's correct. The way the state's set up with their timing versus what they expect the municipalities to do, we don't have much choice and we have to know where to draw the line. We don't want to be too risky, but we don't want to hold back.
I agree with you, Judy. I do, but I'm saying that if we accept this is true, this unfunded money, then we can have a 3 mil difference. That's going to be a significant issue.
We could.
It's $1,125,000.
It's
$750,000 for every mil rate. So it's not going to go up 3 mils if that's not the case. Yeah. It's maybe 1.25 to 1.5 tops.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Chief of Staff, just real quick, one other point I'd like to make. Sure. I think this the tax board was very responsible in not including any of the American Rescue Act money that we were potentially expecting from the feds. And we know that's going to come down. We don't know that amount as of today. We're being told that that's $3.6 million. Now, there'll be a lot of rules for that as to how it can be used and everything else. But to your point earlier, this is the year that we're anticipating a lot of additional revenue from various sources. We did not include any of that $3.6 million in this year's budget. So I just want the board to keep that in mind as well. That's going to be coming down. And there's been talk by the alderman of forming a committee to discuss how that is going to be expended over the next however long of have to expend it. So keep that number in your head as well, that there's an additional 3.6 or so that's not in this at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of money this year. There's a lot of, and it's always at risk. It just seems riskier this year, perhaps, because it's more money this year. But it's I don't see anything really different than it. And I hate the system the way it is, but I don't do my own personal budgeting in this way. So I say at this point, just to see where we're at, I'd like to take a vote. In fact, we took a vote, but I had an abstention. So Louise on the vote to accept the $47,387,577. Could you please take a roll call?
Certainly. Mr. Bowers?
Yes.
Mr. Butler?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Carlone?
Yes.
Mr. Coppola?
No.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
Yes.
Mr. Malerba?
Yes.
Ms. Pertoso?
Yes.
Mr. Pilastro?
Yes.
Ms. Sefcik?
I don't need to vote. So the motion has passed 8-1. And I do appreciate, Brian, your concern for this. Okay, our last motion then will be to accept our mill rate, which given the revenue and appropriations would automatically, and assuming, because we're also voting on the fact that we believe it'll be a continued 99% recovery rate, because Derby seems to pay their taxes. So I would entertain a motion to accept 38.6 as our new mill rate.
I'll make a motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second by Rob.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. We got a budget, guys. Thank you very much. I'm sure the mayor is preparing as we speak to Kielbasa to celebrate our budget.
Thank you, Judy, for all your hard work.
No problem. Enjoy it. You guys are a great board. I always say, got the best board in Derby, so make it easy.
And thank you, David, for your assistance.
Yep, you've done a great job, David. You've made it very easy, and with very just coming into this, I can't imagine that's very difficult. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make it, Rose.
Okay, Rose, you're going to be first. Okay, do I hear a second?
Second, Chris.
Second by Chris. Okay, so this meeting, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, our meeting is adjourned at 7:10. Again, thank you very much.